Track 3, Stopping the Cycle of Violence. In the last track, we discussed crisis behaviors of emotional stuffing, inappropriate behaviors, and hiding the problem. At the end of this track, I will provide you with some anger release valves for these children. Perhaps if you have tried them, it will serve as a review or a refresher, or maybe something new for you. As we have discussed in previous tracks, studies show that childhood observation of parental violence have harmful effects on children while they are developing. Have you found, like I, the children unknowingly pass through 3 phases when observing this domestic violence? If the child passes through each of these phases during childhood, they often grow up to exhibit the same violent relationships they observed as a child. I've observed these 3 ways children of domestic violence fuel the flame of their anger. These are observation, imitation, and internalization. Phase 1 of learning the cycle of violence is observation. Studies indicate that children witness 75% of all domestic violence incidences in the home. Sasha, a battered woman with 2 boys, Benjamin 3 and Todd 8, stated in a session, "I couldn't believe how much Benjamin had seen of our fighting. I always thought we kept it hidden. Yesterday he said to me, 'Mommy, Daddy hit you, but only big men like Daddy can hit mommies. So when I get big, I can hit mommies too.'" Sasha stated, "I was devastated." As you know, studies have also found that women who are being battered are more likely to use physical discipline with their children. Thus, the children in these violent homes are given one more way to observe violence as the only means of conflict resolution. I stated to Sasha, "This observed violence directed towards parents and towards the children can make it very easy for a child to learn that people who love them also hurt them, serving to fuel the flame of their anger." At the end of this track, as I mentioned earlier, I'll explain an anger release technique. Phase 2 in learning the cycle of violence is imitation. As you know, social learning theory has demonstrated that children do not need a reward for this imitation in order to learn and perform the aggression they observe. Sasha stated to me, "Todd called Benjamin a horrible name and pushed him into the wall. Then when Todd saw me in the hall, he said, 'What are you looking at me for, you fat cow?' I wanted to die. I realized my kids were growing up with a totally distorted image of what a family is, what a normal mom is, what a normal dad is, what love is. They had already learned to disrespect women, to disrespect me." In your next session with your Sasha, who has not left yet, would it be appropriate to use this type of information as a lever, so to speak, for those who are stating, "I'm staying in this relationship for my children"? Phase number 3 in learning the cycle of violence, as you are aware, is internalization. As children in violent homes pass through the phases of observation and imitation, they begin to internalize the belief that the use of physical force in marriage and relationships is a legitimate expression of authority. I stated to Sasha, "If the children carry this internalized belief into adulthood, they may often adapt the role of abuser or abused. Thus, by observing and then imitating the violence, the children come to internalize and believe in the behaviors they have seen, thus continuing their family cycle of violence." Have you found, like I, that the observation of violence has a stronger effect regarding the continuation of violence on boys than on girls? Perhaps this is because society has grown to be far more accepting of aggression and violence from men than from women. A study by Stratus indicates that men who observed physical violence between their parents as children were 3 times as likely to have hit their wives during the year previous to the interview. This study also indicated that sons of violent parents have a rate of wife beating at 1,000% greater than sons of nonviolent parents. Would it be helpful to pass these statistics on to a client of yours in the next session? Girls, of course, may internalize the abuse they witness and often repeat this in their future relationships. In short, angry, violent parents can create angry, violent children, as you know. Here are four anger release techniques I have utilized with children from domestic violence homes. As I read this, think of your next session with a child from a domestic violent home. Have you tried these? Would any of these be appropriate for your client? Do any of these memory jog for you a different anger release technique you would like to try? The four anger release techniques I tend to suggest to children most often are writing a letter to their parents during the session and then tearing it up if they should so choose. At home, pounding on their bed. It sure beats pounding on their little brother. Have you suggested to a child shredding sheets of newspaper during the session, or screaming into a pillow in your office or at home? What do you think of these four anger release techniques? Would any of these be beneficial with a child you are currently treating? Let me repeat them. Writing a letter to the parent, then tearing it up, pounding on the bed, shredding newspapers, or screaming into a pillow. This track has discussed the three phases of observation, imitation, internalization that children often pass through when learning the cycle of family violence. This brings us to the double dose, which is not only witnessing but experiencing abuse. The double dose will be discussed on the next track. Question 3. What are the three phases children may experience in learning the cycle of violence as they observe their parents' violent actions?